say, home run! Right down the right field line for Jason Kipnis. That's the fifth of the year for Kipnis. A towering blast down the right field line off Trevor May. And the Indians trail it 3-1.
That's the highlight from yesterday, Craig.
That's it.
That's all I got. Kippy giving us something. Let's see if we can find out how the weekend went. Talking to Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. This is Tribe Talking Trivia with Bobby D. Presented by Dale's Market in Delhi, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. We'll have some tickets to give away to an upcoming Tribe game in just a bit. But good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. The weekend was about as gloomy as the weather down at the ballpark, losing 2 out of 3 to the Twins. Not a team we should be losing 2 out of 3 to, but maybe it's, you know, that's the team that's going to be the thorn in our side for this season. Who knows? But we're better than that, and we need to get it going here as the Cincinnati Reds come to town for 2 tonight and tomorrow at 6:10 p.m.
Yeah, before we get to the Reds, which is confusing because we play 4 games with the Reds, but 2 here, 2 there. Well, Craig, what do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, I'm a little concerned about Corey Kluber. Should I be a little concerned or no?
No, I don't think so. We just need to swing the bats. We miss Michael Brantley terribly. He's on the disabled list right now. I just think, you know, Corey, you know, has been pitching pretty darn well. It's just a game here or there where, you know, one pitch ends up beating him because we're not scoring any runs. It's the same as, you know, has happened to him the last couple of years, unfortunately. The idea that, you know, we give him the least amount of run support that's out there. You know, when we score, I think the statistic, the wild, crazy statistic, is when we score 4 runs for Corey Kluber, he's 30-0.
We're pausing just to absorb that at the moment. That's all.
Yeah, in the last, when he gets support from us, he's a winning pitcher. So I wouldn't be too concerned. The concern comes with consistency of offense, which we knew was going to be an issue for us. You know, we're not a perfect baseball team. I don't know if there is a perfect baseball team out there, although the Cubs are playing like one right now, and the White Sox are doing awfully well, although they've stubbed their toe here lately, which makes our losing 2 out of 3 this weekend palatable only because they did the same thing. So, you know, we're only 3 back in the loss column and leading our division, so it's not horrible at the moment. We just can play better, and we know that, and we will get to that point.
You mentioned Michael Brantley. What's his status then?
Yeah, they had to, you know, we had to put him on the disabled list to just calm his shoulder down a little bit, and you know, I don't know if it was a matter of bringing him back too fast, and we just have to be real careful with him. You know, we were a little bit concerned that when this sort of thing did happen, that you know, if he had to go back on the DL. Is it better just to sit and wait? So when you do have him, he's good for you for the long haul. But unfortunately, we're living in the scenario right now where he is on the DL, and let's hope that this little bit of rest will be the final one he needs to be able to get back in the lineup on a daily basis for us.
All right, Bob, let's get to the Reds now. When the Reds come to town, it's usually a lot of excitement. Used to be on the weekends. Now we got kind of a the Monday 6:10 start. What's the atmosphere going to be like for this home series, I guess?
Yeah, the Battle of Ohio is, 2 here, 2 there, so 4 straight days. It's almost like we're back in Goodyear again when we share complexes during spring training when we play them on almost an everyday basis. Cody Anderson on the mound tonight, Danny Salazar tomorrow, and then we have Tomlin and Kluber down in Cincinnati. So, again, they're struggling a little bit. This is a team that we need to you know, do our business against and start, you know, we've just had this barrier in front of us of getting three games over 500. You know, we've gotten to two games over 500, I don't know how many times this season, and then we'll lose a couple, and then we'll go back and win a few, and we just can't get over that barrier. We need to get, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 and start putting some wins together here. Starting Friday night, we began a scenario of 34 games in 34 days. So it's time for us to make some hay and get some wins in that win column.
Right, we have one of those make-up rain doubleheader things happening coming up on a Monday. Is it next Monday or the...
Yeah, next Monday in Chicago. Our road trip takes us to Boston and Chicago for four games in 3 days. And then we have another city. I can't remember exactly which city that, you know, where there's a three-city trip coming up. And so it won't be easy going to Boston and Chicago. But Chicago's right in front of us, chance for us to do some business. And, you know, again, consistent offense. That's what we need to keep focused on.
Bob, one quick sidebar. When the team has this series with the Reds after those two games, would they typically take a bus down to the riverfront city or would they fly down? What are the travel arrangements in something like this?
Yeah, no, we'll fly. We're not a bus team. We will fly for sure.
All right, Bob, we're going to come back with a trivia question. Again, we'll have a question that gives you upcoming Tribe tickets here on WEOL.
Right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, we got four tickets for the June 4th Indians KC game on the line. Bob, what's our question this morning?
Well, this morning we're going to keep the theme with the family. Last week we did father-son combos to have played for the Cleveland Indians. This week's question is, how many brother combos have played for the Cleveland Indians? How many brother combos have been in the Cleveland Indians uniform?
3220930 or 2460930 is the number to call. If you got the right answer, give us a call. You'll pick up the four tickets for the upcoming Indians KC game on June 4th. Bob, we'll talk again next week.
All right, boys. Have a good week.